For families of people with disabilities, getting help with caregivers, transportation, and after-school programs can be hard. Many in Utah are waiting for services on a single list that has more than 3,000 names on it. KUER's Eric Newman explains.
Jackson Dopp and his mom Jenny are making chocolate chip cookies at their house in Layton.
What number?
375.
I always wanted to make this recipe again and just like make it into like one frozen candy bar for myself.
Jackson goes to Layton High School. He likes video games, especially one called Autcraft. It's like Minecraft, but for people with autism. And he likes cooking. Right now, he's eating a lot of cookie dough.
All right, mister. That's probably good.
Jackson is on the autism spectrum and has developmental disabilities due to a rare chromosome duplication. His mom says his emotions peak about once a day. He can be a volatile teenager.
Dealing with constant meltdowns and the behavior pieces, punching holes in the wall and screaming.
For the past 4 years, Jackson has been one of thousands of Utahns with disabilities who have applied for aid from the Division of Services for People with Disabilities, but are still waiting to receive help. The state agency provides things like job training, services that make it possible for people to live in their communities rather than institutions. But there's a catch.
Jackson, the last time I checked, was about 787 on the waiting list. So the reality is Jackson will never, never get funded.
Many disabled Utahns struggle with this situation. They have serious disabilities, but they're not severe enough to get to the front of the state's waiting list. That competition over scant resources comes from how much the legislature has chosen to fund the disability program, says Andrew Riggle with legal advocacy organization the Disability Law Center.
How many people the system can serve depends on how much money the legislature has provided to the system over time.
The longest a Utahn has currently been waiting for services is 20 years. While Jackson's family is financially comfortable and has health insurance, many of the specific services he needs aren't available outside these programs, says his mom, Jenny.
Obviously, we have what we need. It's just that we don't have the things that will help Jackson, and I can't get those for him without being allowed to participate.
Officials from the Division of Services for People with Disabilities say the waiting list has grown by nearly 50% since 2015, though they don't have a specific reason why. Every year, the legislature adds funding, and every year the waiting list gets longer, says Utah Representative Norm Thurston.
So we have a finite amount of money to do a finite amount of things. And I'm just not sure why this has not been a higher priority consistently over the years.
That could change this year. During the 2019 legislative session, Thurston is working on a proposal that would draw on the state's budget surplus to allow around 900 people to get services. That's about triple the number funded in a typical year. Right now, someone gets to the top of the list and has access to a suite of services for life. The new plan would let the state target specific services people need, like after-school assistance or short-term caregiver help, known as respite care. Joey Hanna works with the Utah Parent Center. She says getting services earlier could help someone like Jackson and his family.
There's really no limit in terms of how helpful something such as respite, additional behavior support, transportation after school, those really can be life-changing for people who sort of do not currently have access to those resources.
Jackson is now 18. He'll graduate from high school in June. That could mean a whole new set of challenges. Or, according to his mom, Jenny, it could mean a new level of independence if he gets the tools he needs.
He would feel more successful about himself. He would gain experiences that he wouldn't have if mom and dad are right by him. I mean, the world would be open to him.
The increased funding for disability services is on the legislature's current budget for 2019, though that could change by the end of the session. Eric Newman, KUER News.